Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Got a lot of fun things lined up in the next hour for you. We're going to get into, in just a little bit, the fall schedule for ABC, NBC, and Fox. Talk about that and a little bit of the crossovers that are happening between streaming and cable, trying to keep both afloat. Want to get into some of that with Seth in just a little bit. But we begin where we have to, saying goodbye to a TV legend, a theater legend, really, and George Wendt.
Yes.
For those that have not heard, George Wendt passed away yesterday afternoon. It was the news was released. Born and raised in the south side of Chicago, George Wendt famously dropped out of Notre Dame with a 0.0 GPA.
Good work, George. Boy, not many people could do that.
Nope.
Impressive.
George, not only a Chicago's own, but Wisconsin ties, graduated from Campion High School, Jesuit boarding school in Prairie du Chien.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Before his rock star Notre Dame career. also should be noted, the uncle of Jason Sudeikis, another SNL alum. And
I vaguely knew about that, yes. I hadn't thought about that, but yes, very cool.
George, just a quick little story. It's not going well. Obviously, school isn't for him. These things went in 75. Went to Second City after he discovered it shortly after college. Mm. A viewing had inspired him to join on his first day of right away. So he gets there and he tells him, "Hey, we're great. We're happy to have you and everything." And he's thinking he's going to be a comedian or something like that. He shows up promptly at 11:30 a.m. as he was instructed, and the woman working there handed him a broom and said, "Welcome to the theater, kid."
Nice. Love it.
That was his first gig in theater, first job in entertainment.
Cleaning up.
And I bring this up. It's a fun story, but it's also about perseverance. Mm. Because George Wendt turned that into not only being one of the more recognizable characters in TV history.
Right.
Period. End of sentence. Mm-hmm. George played Norm on Cheers for 11 seasons. Did you notice I went this long without mentioning his character's name or the TV show, and everybody knew who I was talking about?
Yep.
Everybody
knew. Did.
That just tells you what the impact of that character. From 82 to 93, he played that. The role earned him more than a few drinks in real life. Quote from Mr. Wendt himself, "Wherever I go out, people are always sending over a beer or around for me or my friends." In addition to the free beer, George was also nominated for 6 Emmys. He could have had a bigger, you could make an argument, he also was an SNL cast member for many years in Da Bears and the Superfans.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I totally forgot about that. Yes.
Along with Chris Farley doing that. And as a side note, it is never noted, the great acting performance of Chris Farley in those bits, being a Wisconsinite and playing a bear fan. Yes. Chris Farley, we don't mention that enough about Farley.
No, that's true.
He acted his tail off in those sketches, man. I can't imagine what it must have been like for Chris Farley coming home with those things.
Yep.
Other TV appearances, MASH, Seinfeld, Hot in Cleveland, Fresh Off the Boat, and of course, The Simpsons many times. His film work, Fletch, Spice World, Dreamscape. He was in the horror movie House. George was working right up to the end. In 2023, he competed on The Masked Singer and reunited with Cheers cast members to present an Emmy. And several of his Cheers co-stars were right out the gate. John Ratzenberger, of course, who played Cliff.
Yep.
I played Norm's buddy Cliff, said he was heartbroken, added that George was a true craftsman, humble, hilarious, and full of heart.
Mm.
Ted Danson, quote, "It is going to take a long time to get used to this. I love you, Georgie."
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Grammer, "I liked George a lot. He was he was beloved by millions." And, of course, Rhea Perlman, "The sweetest, kindest man I ever met."
Oh.
I was early in my teaching at Second City when my teacher, one of my bigger mentors, my teacher Brian that I work with to this day, comes busting into our class. And this isn't an unnormal thing at Second City. This happens all the time with teachers bumping in to grab things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're talking about a school that doesn't have a ton of funding and is kind of a modern marvel in some ways that it's running the way it is. He comes in, he's like, "Yeah, come on, come on." He's not even even really putting words together. He's just like moving his arm and everything. So I found out later, half of our students weren't sure if there was a fire drill or something.
Uh-oh.
So we're being rushed down a floor, and we get down there, and it's just these rooms could maybe fit 30 to 40 people. And there is at least 150-some people crammed into this room. So we're all just standing on the outside watching George Wendt talking to one student. And he would go to do that with another student, and then another student. He wasn't there to speak in front of the whole school or anything like that. He was there on an individual, just kind of helping out guys. Just there saying, hey, what can I do? And apparently this was a normal thing for him. He didn't. Now, does anybody else know about this? Was it, was he getting paparazzi money from that? Was he getting anything? No. He was doing that out of, because he loved the game. And he wanted to help young athletes, wanted to help young actors, like young comedians, young creatives and everything. People like him that have entertained us so much, that have given so much to entertainment, I don't think it's asking a lot to take a moment and just appreciate him.
Right.
Just appreciate what they did. Just not only everything you hear about him as well, one of the sweeter, kinder human beings in the industry, history of the industry.
Right. And I wonder, you know, this is speculation on my part. He seemed to be one of those guys, and James, you can attest to this better than anyone in the industry, how much your looks dictate what happens in the industry. And George seemed to be completely comfortable in his own skin. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He just was going to do what he was going to do. And that's because, and a lot of the reasons you didn't hear a lot of him after Cheers, because theater, that was his thing.
Yes.
He was this, if you ever heard him sing, he had a tremendous singing voice. He did a lot of song and dance. He moved so gracefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a dancer as well. Yeah. Very light on his feet. And I think theater was his first love. And I think that's where he went back to. Obviously, he worked in other things. He did projects just like any other working actor did. But there's something, I don't know if it transcends. There was always a warmth to him as Norm, or any of the roles he did. There was this warmth that seemed genuine. It's so hard to portray that, you know, on a screen when you're just, you know, doing the motions in front of it. But, man, either he took that from the theater, or that's just who he was. He seemed like a very warm human being. And it seems like what he's getting now from people, it seems like that was true. That's what it hits who he was.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we talk nearly enough about how great the acting was on Cheers. There was no bad actors, no bad performances, not guest stars, not reoccurring characters, none of it.
There almost all of them had really good careers after the show was done. And you don't see that with sitcoms, especially. They all had really good careers.
He's going to be missed.
Very much so.
I don't know much about this next topic, everybody, and I don't say that very often in the entertainment section of our show, but big news dropped yesterday. The TV show Good Morning Britain announced that Peppa Pig's sister was born.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a major morning talk show, quote-unquote, reported the news of the birth of a cartoon character. In case you're wondering, her name is Evie, and she was born at 5:34 yesterday. I don't know what I'm talking about. She'll make her debut in an hour-long special called Peppa Meets the Baby, which will play in theaters on May 30th. And then she joins the Peppa the Pig cast right away.
Of course.
Part of the reason I'm bringing this up is I did not realize how popular the show still was.
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's kind of cool. Kids shows come and go.
They do.
It feels like for every show that's, you know, Blue's Clues that has like multiple decade run or whatever, they just come and go.
Yeah.
And obviously with my kids being in their 20s and stuff, I haven't thought
You would about be it. Following this kind of thing
that's
either.
That's kind of cool that it's still around. A little weird that they, you know, the TV show, but I don't know. I mean, here's the thing with that. It's easy to make fun of that a reputable news station, quote-unquote, reporting on this and everything. And I get it. I get the idea of making fun of that and all those things.
Right.
I'm also the person that is begging. And I can't think of the last time I've said that word, beg for anything in my life. I am begging the media. I am begging your everyday news stations, your local to national. Include some good stories.
Please.
Include some good stuff. And don't just save it to the end of the episode when you spend a minute on it or anything like that. There are good news stories out there. And I don't care if it's easier to do the job and there isn't as much money in the industry anymore. Can you anybody prove to me the newspaper, local reporting would have gone the way of the dodo if we hadn't been giving in to the low-hanging fruit of the 24-hour news cycle? If we'd been actually doing news the way Cronkite had. Mm-hmm. If we didn't just, oh, something in your room could kill you, find out at 11.
Right.
Like, that's not news. That, and if it is news, it's something that shouldn't be necessarily you're leading with.
Right.
But every single news station from local to national, their opening story today will be something negative. Mm-hmm. And they'll end maybe on something positive, but it's usually as the credits are rolling or something like that. Yeah. It should be flipped. It should not be that way. You wonder why people get dismayed with the news, why people don't want to pay attention to politics or any of these things. But when you barrage them Monday through Friday with nothing but negativity, who wants that?
No.
Of course they're going to go that route.
Yeah.
So if we got to have fake little birthdays to make people a little bit smile a little bit or anything, or just take a break, take a breath from all the heaviness, I'm good with this. I want more of this, actually. I just about mentioned every single cartoon show that has been on the air for 20 years.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, what is he talking about?
I want a new character on Fraggle Rock.
James, what are you talking about? Thundercats is over, man. It's over.
Thundercats, ho! G.I. Joe. Duke on G.I. Joe having a kid they never knew about. Conan O'Brien shows up on our next story, and I've been hanging on to this story. I've had this news since 3 days ago.
Okay.
Yep. I wanted to save it to talk about it with you because I think this is fun. Conan O'Brien is joining Toy Story 5 as the voice of a new character named Smarty Pants. He announced the news yesterday in a video, and he joked that he asked for the role of Woody, but, you know, that Tom Hanks guy. Quote, yeah. I was like, you kind of been there and done that, you know? You're in a bit of a rut, don't you think, as he said to Tom Hanks. No, it's not Tom Hanks. It's his role. And I went, guys, you got to think outside the box. So they gave him this.
Nice.
Anyway, they showed me this new character, Smarty Pants. It's the best character of them all. I don't ever want to play Woody or Buzz anymore, even if they beg me. I'm Smarty Pants. I love this. Ernie Hudson is also joining the cast.
The great Ernie Hudson. Oh.
He'll be taking over the voice of Combat Carl since Carl Weathers passed away,
of course.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I love
that's a great... Oh, man.
That's really cool.
Good casting right there. I love Ernie Hudson. One of my faves.
I only really remember the first Toy Story. Mm-hmm. Again, my kids older, all that. Yeah. Haven't seen all the other ones and everything, or some of the fun or some of the controversy of some of those ones and stuff. But one of the things that I will note over and over again is, again, the Pixar casting and how darn good they are at this. Going back to Cheers with John Ratzenberg and the 100 voices he's done.
In every movie, he does at least one line. Yep.
Don Rickles as Mr. Potato Head. That is an amazing casting choice. That's fantastic.
I mean, all of them, they do a fine job. And honestly, if Tom Hanks hadn't been attached to that first Toy Story, I don't think it would have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
People wouldn't have given it a chance. I mean, it's an excellent movie. There's no question about that. But I don't think people would have given it the time that it got because, wait, Tom Hanks is doing this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
At the height of his, you know, right after Oscars and all this, and he's doing a cartoon character? Wow, that's amazing.
How many people who really weren't doing a lot of, if any, voice acting before that movie, and now it's one of their main go-tos?
Absolutely.
Including Tom Hanks, who kind of parlayed that into ended up doing narrating with the Americas stuff. There's not a lot known on the plot yet, but it does seem like, according to, you know, some quotes from Tim Allen and some others that it's going to focus on Jesse and some of the modern tech and some of those things.
Yes. They're going to be dealing with AI, apparently. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Toy Story 5 hits theaters June 19th.
All right.
And I imagine it'll be a hit. I think that'll probably do well.
Probably.
We'll see.
All right.
I don't... I think that they learned a lot from whatever happened in the one that people really didn't like, where you know it's bad when people are talking about a kid's movie and they're like, that ending was horrible. It's the worst ending of all time or whatever.
Yeah.
They did not like that ending.
No. Nope.
They made them, they show you how much they didn't like it. They rehired all the actors because they're all done. It was going to be the last Toy Story movie.
It was.
They rehired them to new contracts for, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine the amount of money they had to spend.
100%.
Just to try to make it right.
Yep.
Just to try to, I mean, they come up with a new script, all that stuff, just because. We'll take a time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about the fall lineup on the way and some of the interesting things coming up with that right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Cisco Kid was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love some
Bon Jovi.
Few things are more nostalgic to me than the music of War. I can't tell you why, man, but they're, man, immediately brought back to the South Side.
Love it.
Immediately brought back. We're going to talk about local TV. Now, we touched on this a little bit before last week, Seth, talking about some of the networks and some of the new material that they'll have coming out this fall.
Right.
All the shows that we're talking about right now are currently either in filming or going to be in the next month or so.
All right.
So it's one note to bring up here when it comes to the actors and the people involved in these shows. You probably won't be seeing them in anything coming up because this is what they're doing right now.
Right, right.
So ABC announced its fall schedule yesterday, and it only includes one new show. 911 Nashville. It'll be starring Chris O'Donnell and Leanne Rimes is also going to be in it.
Whoa. Oh, cool. Interesting.
It'll take over the Thursday night spot previously occupied by Dr. Odyssey. That the fate of that show is still up in the air, although it having its time slot taken isn't a good sign.
Never.
So real quick, before we move on to some of the other subsidiaries of ABC, i.e., you know, it's owned by Disney.
Disney, right.
The one show in our lifetimes, in 40-some years, no network, not only ABC or any other, have ever released only one scripted TV show. That's never happened before. Mm-hmm. Going into a fall schedule, the most key important time on any TV schedule. Now, to be fair, ABC's been the big dog for a long time.
Right.
They've had the number one spot for a long time. And with that, like we've talked about last week, you can take chances a little bit more. You can lean into things a little bit more. And so the one network that can take more chances than anybody doing sitcom comedy are not.
Nope.
And they're going to tell you that this is because of streaming and those things and stuff. It is not. I know for a fact that it is not. Mm. It is about the writer's strike and the actor's strike and the contracts that were there and them trying to, like, these were only 2 to 3 year contracts. And every movie studio right now and TV studio is just trying to stretch out time until those contracts are wrapped up and that they can hopefully get a better deal, because that's what's going on here. Mm-hmm. It is not that the ratings have plummeted. It is not that everybody's moved to streaming or any of these things. It is a power move done by egomaniacs who have very little to any creative bones in their bodies. I want every one of these producers, I want them to go ahead and write a hit show and act it out. Go ahead and do it. If you can do the job so well, if you can do the job without us, you go for it. You go right ahead. You tell me the last time somebody watched a TV show because of a producer.
Great point.
No. I don't believe not even Norman Lear, the greatest TV producer of all time, anybody watched a show just because of Norman Lear. And that's coming from Norman Lear.
Yes.
That is his quote recently in the TV thing they did on CNN some years back and everything with him.
Right.
He mentioned that. The producer should never be bigger than any of this other stuff. You've got a job to do. It's just making sure that the bills are paid.
Right.
That's your gig. You get to have your name on everything. What's going on here? Nobody cares. I get it. And I don't care that nobody cares. I'm going to keep talking about it because we're talking about blue collar workers.
Yeah, workers.
Just because they don't have a hammer in their hand does not make them a blue collar worker.
Right. Yeah.
I come from a blue collar background. My whole entire family on both sides, blue collar, blue collar, blue collar.
Manual labor.
The same thing is going on in the entertainment industry with actors, with creatives, with your best boy, your editors. All of these things are working their tails off for oftentimes very, very like low income. Like what equivalates to minimum wage.
Or even less sometimes. Even less.
And all this happening because of this power struggle and because of these companies.
Who's in control, right?
Between this, and I will say there is one other factor. They're scared.
They're always scared.
They're so afraid to take any chances or do anything that might, you know, not get the ratings or might get them canceled or any of these kind of things, that the creativity is out of the game. It's not there anymore. And then you wonder why people don't want to watch TV.
There's nothing to watch except the stuff that isn't like that, you know, like sports. Yeah. And that's why so many sports. There was an article, I can't remember where it was. It's like TV this fall, sports is eating TV. That's the headline.
Yeah.
And that's because it's safe. It is so safe. Sports, you know, you don't have to worry about all these different things, right? That's why.
There's so few events that bring people to the screen in real time.
Right, exactly.
Most everything, oh, I can catch that later. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can watch it on my time. That's not what's important to them. What they want is you there in real time right now. Sports, sports is the thing that can guarantee that. Not even award shows can guarantee that
anymore. Not anymore. No, not anymore. And it's live. And you get, that's prime advertising dollars, mm-hmm. right there. If that's the stuff you want to be able to offer clients is that time. And that's why it's so valuable. And that's why they keep throwing more and more sports on the networks.
Again, ABC owned by Disney. Over on Disney Plus, Kristen Ritter will return as Jessica Jones in season 2 of Daredevil: Born Again. Ooh, I'm excited about that. I like cool. her. She's a great actor.
She's a great actor.
FX, another subsidiary, announced the season 4 of The Bear will hit Hulu in its entirety on June 25th. One of those shows, if I had the time, I'd be watching.
Right.
I got friends that are extras and stuff on that show and everything.
That's cool.
And I hear great things about it. Mm-hmm. I just never had a time. And they also unveiled a trailer for Kim Kardashian's legal drama. All's Fair, which is coming to Hulu sometime this fall. I don't know.
Maybe she's a great actor. I don't know. Who knows?
It might be. Who knows?
You never know.
Fox unveiled its fall schedule, and it does not include The Masked Singer. It's not canceled. It's just on break. It'll be back in January. In the fall, its time slot will be taken over by The Floor, hosted by Rob Lowe. They'll be followed by a new game show called 99 to Beat, hosted by Ken Jeong and Aaron Andrews. Aaron Andrews going to be good at that, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Ken Jeong's good at everything he does. Yes. Other new shows include Memory of a Killer, a dramatic thriller starring Patrick Dempsey as a hitman.
Okay.
With onset Alzheimer's.
Okay.
That's already been done. Batista just did a movie about that.
Yeah, right.
Apparently
they wanted to take it to a series.
Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy as a hitman? All right. Okay. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe he's good. Maybe he'll be able to do it. Well, I mean, they say dramatic killer on network TV. I mean, you know.
How much dramatic? Yeah.
Best Medicine, a one-hour comedy starring Josh Charles as a surgeon. There's another one that you're going to be seeing a lot more of, medical dramas mm-hmm. and stuff. The Noah Wiley show that did really well on HBO is kind mm-hmm. of going to lead to
oh,
that.
Oh, yes, that one. And I think those two shows you just mentioned, the Patrick Dempsey one and then the medical one, I think those, I heard again from another article that those are the only 2 hours of scripted television that's going to be on Fox this season.
Yep.
2 hours a week. And that's it.
You're going to hear a lot of noise about that. And again, what I said earlier,
yep.
that's what it all comes
it's
down
totally,
to.
It's totally, yeah, you're right
it's
there.
Nothing to do with entertainment. Has nothing to do with doing their these producers doing their job and entertaining people.
It's about power. It's yeah. about who has the control of the product.
Well, and this pettiness of, oh, we didn't course. Get the deal we thought we would, you know, or any of that stuff.
What? James, you're telling me there's petty people in Hollywood?
I know, it's
what?
Shocking.
I am shocked.
Fox is also reviving two classic competition series, Celebrity's Weakest Link and Fear Factor. Tubi,
woohoo.
Yeah, right. I don't care. Tubi also got to make an announcement since it's owned by Fox. The announcement was Breaking Bear, an adult animation series about bears. I don't know. it does have Brendan Fraser as one of the voices. And I do like that.
Hey, well, that's not bad.
I like that part of it. And finally, NBC, the number fourth spot in the race,
right?
Where they have been most years,
mm-hmm.
And in recent years, NBC Universal.
Shocking to think about when we were kids, man.
I
NBC
never would have guessed that.
Was like the juggernaut.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Anyway,
I never would have guessed.
Never would have guessed. Yeah.
NBC unveiled its Universal unveiled its fall schedule. Mm-hmm. It leans heavily on the NBA, which NBC hasn't had or the rights to since 2002. They spent a lot of money on
they
that.
They did.
So.
Well, we'll see what happens.
They did hire Michael Jordan to contribute. I'm obviously a gigantic Michael Jordan fan, and I'm very interested in this, and it could be just blow up in everybody's
yeah,
face.
Mm-hmm. But hey, it's give it a shot. One of the most famous people on the planet, I guess. You know, why not?
You know, it should be on paper. Oh, you have the yep. greatest of all time doing this and talking about this. This is going to be great. And then we see Tom Brady. And then we see, and not even to pick on him, you know, others like Dan Marino and mm-hmm. others that were incredible.
They tried, yep.
Peyton Manning is great scripted.
Yes.
Peyton Manning is really good in those regards. Yep. You got to put him with his brother, who is a little bit better at this, actually, to really turn that show into something and everything. Otherwise, it's not. There's no charisma is not there.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see how he does. People will be watching, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Tuesday nights will be devoted to basketball, and Sunday nights will be added in 2026 once NBC's deal with the NFL is over. That is going to be very interesting.
Yes.
NBC losing the rights to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. NBC also hyped up its new comedy, The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins, starring Tracy Morgan. That I am excited about that. And Daniel Radcliffe also stars, and Tina Fey is among the producers. So Tracy Morgan and Daniel Radcliffe in a comedy together.
Odd couple.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Odd couple.
That's probably the show. New shows, that's probably the one I'm most excited about.
Right.
There's also Subtle, a mockumentary about junior college cheerleaders, and it's an untitled comedy about staff of Native Community Center in Oakland, California.
Oh.
NBC is bringing back St. Denis Medical, Happy Place, Brilliant Minds, and The Hunting Party. All did way better than expected, especially that St. Denis Medical, which I think is really cool. Again, I haven't seen it, but a lot of actors I like on there. David Alan Greer and the lady from Reno 911 and the Goldbergs, the mom on the Goldbergs.
Yes, I cannot remember her name.
A lot of good actors on that one.
Anyway,
Jimmy Fallon has new reality series. I don't care, but maybe you do. Maybe you do. If you do, on brand with Jimmy Fallon will be coming out, and they're bringing back The Voice in Chicago and Law and Order shows. All those are coming back. Also, previewed The Paper, which is the Office spinoff, which will feature Oscar Nunez. It's coming to Peacock in September.
Okay,
so NBC is the only one of all of these that we've gone over that is actually doing a number of scripted, some stuff like this.
Absolutely. Way more than the other ones. I mean, like new ones, too. They're actually unveiling some things, which, again, when you're last in the ratings, man, why not?
Yeah.
Why not give it a shot?
100%. I also find it borderline sad that the one network that can afford to take the chances the least is the most willing to do it.
Yep.
Certainly to your point there, that is noteworthy.
Yep.
But also, what a sad state of entertainment where they are taking the personality out of sports and now they're doing it to entertainment.
Right.
They have done it to entertainment, and, really.
You know, not to make this go too long, but I'm wondering if it's really... Have we reached the point of expansion? So when baseball, I'll use baseball as an example, right? So baseball expands, they add two new teams, usually is how it works, right, to keep the balance of the leagues. What happens is all of a sudden you get a dearth of pitching. You're calling up pitchers who probably shouldn't be in the major leagues, right? Which means every time there's an expansion, the bats go crazy because the pitching has been watered down. I wonder if that's what's happening in entertainment. We have all of these streaming services that are all throwing out tons and tons of content and product and all this stuff. Is it being watered down? Is the talent being spread too thin? So that's one of the other reasons. I mean, totally what you're saying about the power struggle, that obviously is going on too in a lot of cases. But I wonder if that is part of it too. Are we getting subpar stuff because we got to fill time, and we got all these places that need to fill time.
Most things in life don't have just one answer. I think you're onto something there. I think there's a number of those kind of things going on. Because when we were kids, you wouldn't see a guy not even batting 200 in the majors.
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's so watered down. It's so watered down. There's too many teams. It's too much. And there's probably too many shows, too many things.
Yep.
And I don't have time to watch any of them.
Who does?
Yeah.
Seriously, we don't have time to watch anything.
Well, I'm pretty certain, and I can't prove this. This is just one of those things you say that you can't prove. Half of these things aren't even real. Like, I see commercials for stuff all the time on YouTube, and I'm like, that ain't real. That's not a real thing.
No.
They're just trying to fill time.
Yeah, exactly.
Sell advertising, though. We will get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll be back with more show coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, some great local events going on today in just a little bit. But right now, talking about new parents.
All right.
A new poll found the average new parent in 2025 will take around 1,000 photos of their kid in the first year, or about 3 a day.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of pictures.
And man, they'll also celebrate almost 50 milestones in their child's first year. The top three parents look forward to are the top things parents look forward to, of course, first steps, first word, and first laugh. The milk brand Horizon Organic did the poll, which also found 56% of new parents are already worried about their kid being a picky eater.
Oh, okay.
My mom just looks at them and tell me about it.
Yeah, right. Laughs.
Catch up.
You have no idea.
I'm trying to think if I'm having the uhs and the ums and everything, everybody. It's because I'm trying to think in my head. I'm trying to do math. I'm trying to think if this is a lot or actually it's less than I would have expected.
Okay.
Now, every day you can when especially a newborn or a child from 1 to 3, I would say, if not longer, you can go, but just for now, 1 to 3. Every day I could see a parent wanting to take a picture of their kid because they do this or they do that,
right?
Whatever they could just be laying there and you want to take a picture because they're sleeping so sweet or something like that,
right?
I have zero issue with any of this. It's part of the love of being a parent and loving your kid and wanting multiple pictures.
Right.
And I've heard people like kind of miss the idea of photo albums. We still have photo albums. We just carry them around with us now.
Yeah, no, it's photo albums were a lot of work. You had to remember that too. Yeah. That's the thing, getting your film developed. I think more pictures are being taken just because it's easier. And we have the immediate, the satisfaction of having that picture right here with you now. I think that's why you're going to take a ton of pictures, So I think, honestly, it's better now for documenting your child's first whatever than it ever was before when we didn't have camera phones.
While I think that it feels like there's such a quick response to anything involving tech, it's negative or it's hurting or anything like that.
Right.
I am certain that there are people out there smarter than me that can probably find holes in this and positives in this on both sides of things.
Sure.
Sometimes things are just a thing, though.
That's true.
To Seth's point, we're walking around with not just cameras anymore. We're walking around with movie studios.
You can do it. People have done this. They've shot an entire movie from their camera.
Some of the Mission Impossible movie that's coming out was shot on an iPhone.
Yeah. How remarkable is that?
It's crazy. So of course we're going to be using the technology, and maybe this will even out.
Yeah.
There are going to be, I know that there are parents out there even long before this study was done, that were nervous about this and don't want a lot of pictures of their kids. There's a lot of parents I know that are holding back and pushing against their parenting nature to, hey, look at my kid, which we all do, and I recommend to every parent.
Yeah.
But there's this pushback, but there's this concern now of doing any of that on social media, and I completely understand that. I have no idea what I would be like as a modern day parent when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those parents that couldn't wait to show my kids and people's faces and everything.
Right.
Any opportunity I have, I mention my kids.
Yeah.
I get some of that stuff. It's interesting to see where all these things are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
And as a modern parent, Seth,
yeah,
I imagine,
or more modern.
More modern than me. Kids are definitely all
right,
than mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I empathize with the modern parent when it comes to this. And again,
a lot of things,
trying to fix the boat on the water and trying to, technology has lapped us and trying to keep up with all those things.
Right, right. We could go a lot of directions. I'm not going to belabor the point, but it's nice to be. The thing that's fun about it is not necessarily taking the pictures, posting them on social media or anything like that, which obviously I don't do because I don't do social media, but it's just having that there with you. Sometimes your phone will put up like, this day, look what happened on this day 5 years ago, and you got some pictures of you, and it's like, wow, that's cool. I can have some memories just right there every day if I wanted to.
My phone is my palate cleanser in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people look at their phone and it's, oh, I got to put it away. I got to do these things. When I need a smile, and I've needed a lot of them lately, I pull up pictures of my kids.
Yep.
There
you go.
It's one of those things that does it.
It can be very therapeutic,
Or Sammy, my parents' dog. I pull him up too. Now, I'm sorry to do this to the audience, but I did bring this topic up as a segue to a much heavier topic.
Okay.
And again, we don't shy away from things around here. Mm-hmm. We face them as a community, as friends, as all of those things. Mm-hmm. So I get ready to call up, get ready to email me, all that, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. I welcome it. I want to hear from you guys. Someone did a poll on Reddit about how many chuggas come before choo-choo. It's a heavy one, Seth. But look, I apologize for
serious
this throwing. I did not. We usually try to send prep to our co-hosts and everything. I did not prep you for this. I apologize. But
sometimes we just got to
run into these topics and just face them. How many chuggas before a choo-choo? The choices are 2, 4, 6, 8, or 12.
Whoa.
Over 1,000 people voted, and the winner is 2 chuggas.
Yeah.
Because those are parents with multiple kids.
Yeah.
They got other things to do. 33% said 2, 25% said 4, 15% 6, 18% said 8, and 8% said 12.
That's a lot of chuggas. Notice, no odd numbers.
None. Isn't that weird?
You got to keep the symmetry. You got to keep the even number there.
Keep the rhythm going and
so,
everything.
So chugga chugga choo choo. That's I vote for 2 because that's the way I'm right there. Try it like this. This how weird does this sound? Chugga 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 choo choo. Three? That's weird, man.
No, don't make sense.
4? Chugga 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 choo choo. Yeah, that works. Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah.
Wrinkled my brain.
No, I'm telling you. You can't do an odd number. It sounds weird.
Maybe you run into this too in other parents that have kids very close in age. My son liked 2. My daughter, keep going. Just keep going. Izzy was like that with every game. I kid you not. For 45 minutes straight, we played London Bridge is Falling Down.
Oh, Lord.
For 45 minutes, just so she could do the whole falling down part.
Yes.
But the last 20 of them were just speeding up. Falling down.
Yeah.
Falling down.
Got to get to the fun part, right? The falling down.
Seth and I are on a break earlier. We're talking about, I was just telling him, like, my knee is killing me and I don't know why. There we go. That's why.
That's what it is.
Thank you, Isabel.
It's all because of London Bridge. Oh my gosh.
I think that's a fun one. You can find the complete poll if you want on reddit.com. I like that one. That's a fun one. How many chuggas? That's a good one. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap the show. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Bit of fun show, Seth.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun today.
Good Wednesday show. My least favorite day of the week.
Try to make it fun for you and everybody out there. We're halfway through the week, everybody. Yeah. Just hang in there. We're getting it done. We're going to get into some good stories of the day in a moment, but I want to talk about our schedule and some great things happening in our area first. And a quick reminder to everybody that we are less than a week away from Rafter Baseball.
We are. Oh, my gosh. Wonderful.
Opening day happened on Memorial Day right here at WFHR, where it belongs, at 6:20. Rafters hosting Green Bay. Austin Thomas going to be calling that one for you.
A new guy, yeah.
If you didn't get to hear Austin on Playmakers the other day, I encourage you to go check the podcast and listen to that and hear that golden voice of that kid.
He's got a good voice. He does.
He has
absolutely
got a good voice. He is excited. We're going to have so much fun with our announcers this year. The talent they are bringing to Winterfield. And
new coach, yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be a blast. This Friday on Playmakers, Coach Ziggy is going to be joining us. We'll talk to the Raptors' new head coach and manager.
No, Playmakers because of the softball game. But you will be recording an interview with Coach Ziggy, yes.
For the next Wednesday Playmakers or something like that.
Yeah, right.
We'll be playing it and maybe make it available on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like
we'll see. We can do lots of stuff with it.
We're definitely looking forward to talking to Coach. And we want you to come on down to the studios here, pick up one of these Rafter pocket schedules, and make your plans for Winterfield this summer. They got so many great promotions and great things going on.
We'll be giving some tickets away.
Yes.
Free tickets, everyone.
Can't wait. They're burning a hole in my pocket. I want to give them away right now. And a little bit later this afternoon, 4 to 5, join us on 105.5 WIRI for Playmakers. We speak sport.
Yes.
Sports director Michael Comer going to be joining us today. We'll be having some fun. We're going to get into NFL schedule a little bit, talk about some other great things there.
Maybe some spring playoffs for high school sports as well. I'm sure Mike's got the skinny on all that.
We'll be talking about that in speaking speaking of local sports, the WIAA just made some new rules and some changes. I'll get into that with Michael as well today on Playmakers from 4 to 5, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Nice.
Seth got some great things going on in their area. The kids are wrapping up their concerts for the year. Lincoln High School, Rams concerts wrapped up yesterday. Hope they went well. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to them. Port Edwards wrapped up a little while ago, and so did Assumption. I hope they all had a great time.
Yep.
Still got time for some shows, like today at 6 o'clock over at Nakusa at Alexander Middle School in Nakusa High School. They'll have their band concert.
Nice.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Lincoln still has a couple more coming up next week. We'll get into those then.
Yes.
Be sure to be on the lookout. Make plans for them, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And Seth, it is Wednesday. We know what that means around here.
Bingo! Over at the Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30 p.m. Go have some fun and support our friends at the Elks Lodge. All the great stuff they do for our community.
Appreciate the gang over there.
Helps
great
them
people
out.
Over
yes,
there.
Yes, it does.
And one other thing I wanted to make sure that we mention here, Seth.
So coming up next Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, because they got smart and realized, we want to have steak too.
Yes,
the
yes.
VFW Post of 2534 is having their annual steak feed next Tuesday from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. This is open to the public at, of course, the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road. Now, here is what you get, everyone. This fabulous meal. It's $30, and it includes a 12-ounce, you heard that right, a 12-ounce New York strip steak with sautéed mushrooms, sautéed onions. You've got baked potato or some rice pilaf. You got corn or green beans, dinner rolls, all kinds of desserts. Of course, all the fixings along with that. There is some limited takeout available, and you can figure that. You can get that set on the day, on Tuesday. And there's also going to be an open bar, a cash bar with sodas, beer, and wine that will be available on the premises. And of course, all the proceeds support VFW Post 2534 and its ongoing mission to support veterans and their families here in central Wisconsin. So you get a great steak dinner and you support our vets at the same time.
Big thank you to them for doing this and all the great people that volunteer and help out with that event. We'll be talking about it more and more as we get closer to it.
We will indeed.
Like we will be with Clean Sweep, Wood County Agriculture and Household Hazardous Waste Disposal. Clean Sweep coming up in multiple areas. Now, Saturday, May 31st from 8 to noon, it'll be at the Marshfield Ag Research Station over in Marshfield.
Nice.
And then on Saturday, September 13th at Saratoga Town Hall here in Rapids.
Yes.
Encourage you to find out more by going to the Wood County Health Department's website to find out things that can go, things that can't.
Yep, always
and
good.
Making plans for this. And again, big thank you to all the volunteers to make these things happen.
100%.
A lot of people getting together to make sure that that is a successful event.
Very important event, yes.
And we really appreciate that. And Sally Kistner from the Arts Council was in the other day, Seth, and they got this great thing they started doing last year, a pre-season show.
Yes.
And this year, it's Yacht Rock.
I love it.
Enjoy the greatest songs in Yacht Rock history through this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Being joined for this event is Elliot Lurie, lead singer of Looking Glass with Brandy and
song
and everything.
Yes. Awesome.
Yacht Rock, the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I'm not saying it solely did this, but it really helped this whole thing.
It is. It's James Gunn. We have to give him credit for bringing back some of these. Love these bands. Oh, love that. That music is awesome.
Get ready to enjoy the smooth sounds of Yacht Rock. The fun begins at 4 on Sunday, August 10th. We'll be held at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Get your tickets and support the arts and support this community through SaveOfTheArts.com. SaveOfTheArts.com. We've got a whole full season of great acts
coming up. All kinds of great stuff. Go to their website and check it out. It's got some really good stuff this year.
You can listen to the interview of Sally and I going over the whole season at the Rapids Report WFHR.com. Encourage you to check that out. And a big thank you to Sally, Eric, all the people a part of this that really work so hard on this event.
Yes, and we actually have a couple that we are going to be sponsoring this year as well. We'll be talking about those when they're coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. Anytime we get to be a part of these things, I just find
it
humbling. Yep. It's great. We've got a live remotes coming up over at 105.5 next week and everything. And just it feels good to be out in the community again doing these things.
As much as we can.
We're really looking to do more and more of this coming up in the next year, everybody. WFHR November has a big birthday to celebrate. We'll be doing something along with that.
Yep.
We got a lot of things lined up.
A lot of things coming up.
An 87-year-old guy in Montreal was out for a walk last Thursday when he had had a heart attack, and a random stranger saved his life.
Awesome.
They did CPR for 20 minutes until paramedics got there, then vanished, and no one knows their name.
Oh, wow.
He ended up having a second heart attack at the hospital, but his family says he's turned a corner, and he's now doing all right. He's on the mend.
Nice.
They're trying to track the person down that saved him and helped him. But what a rare story in today's day and age of somebody helping somebody, and we didn't find about it because of the Facebook post or something like that.
Right. It's fascinating. And I mean, I don't know who this person is, which is amazing, by the way, doing that. I mean, that's a remarkable feat. But I can understand some people don't want that kind of publicity, even if it's for something good. They're just not comfortable with it. So kudos to you. Yeah.
The Philadelphia Flyers just added a new member to their squad, a puppy named Stanley. They're taking care of him and training him to be good around people. He'll eventually be a service dog for a veteran or first responder. Okay. They're working with a group, an amazing group, America's Vet Dogs. We've talked about them before, doing really good work.
Yep.
And, that's really cool.
Seriously, the Flyers. What was their name back in the 70s?
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the name of the street. Something Street Bullies.
Yes.
Yeah. They were called that. Now what? They're getting puppies?
Man.
What has happened to you, Philly?
Yeah. What's happened?
Seriously.
Hockey's got to take it a different route, man.
No, it's good. I like it.
It is good.
I love it.
Cool. And in senior dog news, if you haven't seen this, it's pretty heartwarming. A family in Pennsylvania praised the employees at their local Texas Roadhouse for making sure their dog's final meal was a great one.
Aww.
I saw this video this weekend and it got me. I gotta admit to the audience, it got me.
That's cool.
Their 8-year-old Great Dane developed a tumor in her nose and had to be put down last month. So they got her a steak dinner, an 8-ounce New York strip steak with fries and mashed potatoes. They ordered it online and wrote that it was their dog's last meal.
Yep.
So the cook took time to make sure it was the best steak he'd ever made.
Wow.
They also wrote "Made with love" on the container, and the staff members all signed a note and said, "I'm so sorry."
Yeah.
The family recently went in for dinner to thank them in person.
Nice. That's so sweet.
The above and beyond.
Yep.
That today is actually on our national day of calendar. It's Waitstaff Day.
Oh, wow.
And you see, this is why I'm wrapping up here. And
very good. Very good.
Just a reminder to everybody out there of how to treat our waitstaffs, how to treat our people out there.
Yep.
And you know, they like to tell you that the employees always the customer is always right.
Right.
I feel like that is shifting to many. It's still true in many fields, but I feel that the employee is becoming more and more right. And I think that they deserve a grain of some grace when it comes
100%, especially people who are front-facing, customer-facing. They're the ones that have to make sure the customer gets what they want, what they need. And if there's a problem, they're the ones, the first people to help, you know, try to help out what's going on, try to solve whatever the problem is. You know, sometimes I wonder if maybe that is the shift that needs to happen in, especially this country, in looking at, can we become more employee focused? Can we stop? And I know it's a tradition in this country, you know, the big businessman, they wouldn't be there without their people.
Yeah.
You can't do any of this without people. Maybe they're the important ones. Maybe that's the way we should approach it.
Well, the smart businesses are hearing you and realizing what you're saying. The other ones, they're going the way of the dodo.
Well, I sure hope so.
They will not survive. They won't make it. I don't believe, at least. We will be back here tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.